Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. So Shavi of Bamidbar, we have the various kisuyim of the Aron, where the Tcheles is featured, as the Ramban explains. The greatest malo was given to the Aron, Ketzam HaShemayim LaTawar, and the Mizbeach Hazav at the Beged Argamon to connote the aspect of Avodas Hadam, and the Shulchan had the top element being the Tola Shani, Malchus is Amidas Hadin. And then we get to the special role of Elazar HaKohen. Ufkadas Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Shemen HaMa'or, the Shemen which is used for the menorah, Ketores HaSamim, Uminchas HaTamid, V'Shemen HaMishcha, special, two different kinds of Shemen, Shemen HaMa'or and Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil, Pikudas, Kalam Mishkan, V'Chol Asher Bo, B'Kodesh, U'V'Chelov. So Rashi comments, Ufkadas Elazar, impression one gets, from Rashi is that it's a twofold obligation, la seiso sam, right, and then that was with respect to shemen uktores, mincha satamid. Right, then he had like an instructional role, muta alav letzavos lezaris, but perhaps not to carry, so kind of a hybrid position. And then pikudas kal mishkan, v'od hayim memuna al masa b'nei kas, letzavos ishi shal avodasobi al masa'o, v'hu mishkan v'chol asher bo, kol asidurim l'mala b'parsha zo, right, that's why this is the parsha b'nei kas, we talked about avodas ha-kodesh aleim, aval masa b'nei gershon, mirari she'inan mikodesh ha-kadashim al pi itamaraya, Kemoshe Kasuv beparshas Naso biyad Itamar ben Aaron HaKohen. So basically, Rashi says that Elazar maybe had shtayim shem shalosh. He had two or three responsibilities. One of them was to carry, right, certain things: the shemen ha'maor, the shemen ha'mishcha, the ketores, the mincha satamid. He had a special obligation, like a din prati letzavus lezaris. And then he was the direct supervisor of the bnei kahas, as opposed to Gershom and Mari, where it was Biyadi Tamar ben Aharon HaKohen. Now, the Ramban comments about this. He still quotes the Ibn Ezra, Meravam, Ki Perusho Sheyeshlo, Pekidos Gam Mishkan V'chol Kelav Im Itamar Achiv, Gam Rak Legodel Malas Elazar, Hu Haya Pakid Al Hashem and V'Aktoris Levad, V'inu Nachon, Ki Akasav Omer Biyad Itamar, Pirish Bechan, Bekodesh V'chilav V'chinam L'malo, Unesi nesi halevi Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, pikudas shomer mishmeres hakodesh, kelomar, nasi pikudas mishmeres hakodesh, shema nesunim biyad b'nei kahas, aval peirosh pikudas kol ha-mishkan, ki pikudas shemen ha-ma'or v'aktores, v'amincha v'shemen ha-mishcha, pikudas kol ha-mishkan b'kodesh, v'chol sherbo b'chol ha-kodesh, hakol biyad Elazar, v'him ha-nizkarim b'chan, sh'amar, v'chila Aaron uvanav v'chasos es hakodesh, v'eskol kol ha-kodesh, V'hinei Elazar am Rachel al shloshes ha-nisi'im. V'gizbar le-mishmeres b'nei kahas, v'itamar gizbar le-gershon mirari. So the Ramban reinforces this idea that while it's true that Itamar was sort of an appointee, a gizbar over gershon mirari, and Elazar had a special role in terms of being the gizbar for mishmeres b'nei kahas, but he was still the supervisor of it all, right, of course, underneath his father, Aaron. Right, it's always interesting in this context. It always says Ben Aharon HaKohen, I think, to reinforce that hierarchy. Vinei Elazar and Rachel al Shloshes HaNisiyim. Okay. Now, then the Ramban goes on to make the following point about Elazar's role with respect to the four elements that we talked about before, the Shemen HaMaor, the Shemen HaMishcha, the Ketores HaSamin, and the Mincha HaSatamin. Meshalo Hizkir B'Elazar V'Nasa Kamor B'Levi. Mirashin O'Nosei Osama V'Hu Pakid Aleihem. That he would be responsible in the way that he would delegate B'nei Kahas certain things to carry. They would carry them, and then they would, you know, bring them back in front of him when there was a chanaya. That he would appoint specific individuals from Kahas to specific Yerushalmi, to specific Masaos. Sorry about that. Veldas HaYerushalmi, Akasav Yifrushi Rashi, Shunose Osam Yamasa Gadol. Okay, this is now going back to the idea that Elazar was the one that actually would carry these elements, right? The Rashi seemed to have split the difference, I think, between three of the elements and the fourth, the Minchas HaTamid, Ki Aktores, Shin Samachay Mana, right, 365, Kenegativo Sachana, Moshe Rabbeinu, lo pitma lechatzayin v'shemen ma'or lishnan eshlema rav ma'od kuf peis gimel Logan 183 Logan a minchas atamid lo yadan lechamaman yamim yisamimena. That's probably why Rashi said he was just a mitzaver or mizares in that area. Aval haya lazar chazak v'amitz ki Yaakov avinu v'chein Moshe Rabbeinu v'Aaron achiv v'koyei Hashem yachalifu chalach. So the Ramban seems to end off on this note of the Yerushalmi, which animated Rashi as well. Though, again, I think if you read Rashi very carefully, you see a difference between the Minchas HaTamid and the Shemen HaMishcha, the Shemen HaMa'ar, and the Ktoras HaSamim. But be that as it may, we see a fascinating thing, that Elazar has two typologies of responsibility. One of them is to be mitzaveh to the B'nai Kahas. Well, first of all, he's in the Amrachel, according to Ramban, over the entire Mishkan, right? Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Then he has, you know, a second level of responsibility, which is to appoint, right, specific members of Kahas to specific tasks. And then he has a third level of responsibility, which is, you know, basically, you know, Avodas Masa, that there are certain special elements that he is personally responsible for carrying. And I think it's a very critical idea, you know, in Avodas Hashem, that especially somebody who's in an administrative or supervisory role has macro level responsibilities. And again, at Elazar, that was at two different levels, according to the Ramban, right? Is Nisi Nisiei HaLevi, he's the Amrachel over it all, right? And then there's the Pekudas, he's the Gizbar on Kahas, as opposed to Itamar is the Gizbar on, you know, Gershon and Merari. And then he has a personal responsibility of carrying. And I think that this idea of Pekudas Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen and him having special responsibilities to carry is extremely important. When somebody sort of, you know, Ma'ala Bekodesh or, you know, Ola L'Gedula, and he, you know, starts in a supervisory role, it's very easy to lose touch with the significance of the daily Avodas Masa that a person can be involved in. Okay, I'm just appointing various members of Kahas to do things. I'm, you know, administrating over Gershon and Merari, I'm the Amrachel on all of the Mishkan. But the truth of the matter is that the person needs to maintain a kind of a direct connection with the labor of carrying itself in a very personal way. So Ramban, you know, in very evocative terms, based on the Yerushalmi, Chazak v'Amitz, Kimoshe Rabbeinu v'Aaron Kedosh Hashem, Mikoyi Hashem Yachalifu Chawach. That Jewish leadership is predicated not on just a wise man on the hill over there who's graduated to, you know, absolve himself of involvement in personal responsibility for the community. But as David HaMelech formulated it, L'dorei doros, right, Yadayim l'uchlachos b'dam shlov v'sholya. When he was the Melech, he didn't have, you know, greater responsibilities. But on the contrary, a person always needs to maintain at least an element of personal responsibility. So, hein le'inyan Rashi, the Shemin HaMa'or, and the Shemin HaMishchan, Toras HaSamim, hein le'inyan Ramban, adding onto that, within that context, the Minchas HaTamid, for however many days he was carrying that. But the point is that to be an effective and in-touch administrator, as it were, a person needs to maintain personal and direct hashgacha and involvement as well, avodas masa in its own right.